The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to 8 days a week. Even though you are hearing this on Thursday, we are recording this on Monday live for everybody on twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. And I am here with Jeff Lane. And, you know, I told you, Jeff, when we came on here, everybody emailing me about, oh, is Jeff okay? Where's Jeff? Jeff's not online. Jeff's not doing gaming. Jeff's not doing this. Jeff's not doing it. Jeff, will you please explain to these people, like, I'm not your keeper. And if you know, if you're going AWOL on a weekend or keeping a low profile, whatever you're doing, I'm not going to be bothering you because I know you probably need some, you know, time away. So will you please, like, tell these people I'm not your keeper, bro, and everything's okay, for crying out loud?
Well, thanks for caring, everybody that did that. But yes, he's not my keeper. But half the weekend, I didn't even have a phone because I dropped it in my dog's water dish. So it was sitting in rice for a while. So I just had a nice relaxing weekend, kind of stayed offline.
Also, guys, please listen. I love you all. I love the brand. I don't know, like, bro, I swear to God, I don't know if there's a language barrier. I don't know if, you know, because, you know, thanks to my good buddy Disco, who I'm going to talk about in a second. I don't know if because of Disco, you don't believe anything I say anymore. Okay, guys, I have, let me make this clear, because if I get one more freaking email or direct message, guys, I have zero interest in watching a Boneyard Graveyard match or a Family Funhouse match. Quit telling me to go back and watch these matches because they were so great beyond imagination. Guys, when are you going to understand? I don't give a shit about wrestling. I have no interest in wrestling. None. Zero. I'm not going to go back and watch The Undertaker and AJ. I'm not going to go back and watch Bray Wyatt and John Cena. I don't care. I don't know how many times I have to sit here and say, I don't care. You know what, bro? Good for them if they knocked it out of the park or they did a tremendous job. The sad thing is, bro, why aren't they doing that with everything they do? If they did that with everything they did, then maybe I would watch the show. Okay, when they decide to finally put some effort in, you know, what, one match out of every 5 years, I'm not going to stop everything and go watch that match. Okay, that's their job, bro. That's what they should be doing every single week. So the fact that they do it once every 5 years, I'm not going to stop everything and go watch what they did. I don't care. They made me not care. No, no DQ. My bread and butter is not talking wrestling. My bread and butter is Vince Russo. Okay, bro? That's my bread and butter. Not talking wrestling. Vince Russo is my bread and butter. So, guys, I am not going to spend a second going back and watching these matches. When I do the Raw SmackDown review tomorrow, Ben and Stevie could talk all about those matches for everybody. I don't know. Like, do people think I'm kidding when I'm saying watching wrestling is like my last choice?
No, but I think they know how much you hate it and how much it sucks. So if they see something that they enjoy, maybe they're saying, you know what, maybe Vince would like this and maybe it would help him feel better a little bit about wrestling and not hate everything about it. So, yeah.
Well,
I mean, when they listen to our shows and we talk about how bad it is all the time, when they see something that's good, they want to point it out to you. I don't
think. Okay, guys, but if I'm watching something and I've watched every Raw show for the last 6 years, I started Pyro and Ballyhoo in March of 2014. I've seen 6 years of a show absolutely sucking. 6 straight years. So if you guys see something you like, that's freaking great. I've watched 6 years of their shit, and because they put on one good match, I'm not going to run and go watch it. That's their job. That's what they should be doing every single freaking week. So good for them. I applaud them. Okay. I saw Jeremy Borash in one of the pictures with Taker and AJ. So he had something to do with it. Congratulations, Jeremy. Great. You did a terrific job. Guys, I have no interest. And by the way, do I really need to say all this shit they're doing now, I've already done? Like, seriously, it took Vince 20 years to figure out what GTV was. It took Vince 20 years to figure out what he was. So now, again, all my bad ideas and all my horrible ideas, they're resurrecting on SmackDown. You guys don't need me to go watch Taker and freaking AJ when I did the same exact match 20 years ago, guys. 20 years ago, Vampiro and Sting had a match in a graveyard. I did the same thing 20 years ago. So if you think we're breaking any new barriers here where I need to stop everything and go watch shit that was done already 20 years ago, no.
You know, just because you're self-isolating doesn't mean you have to wear the same clothes all the time. You don't have to wear those grumpy pants every day.
And here's number two now. Okay, guys, I'm being dead serious now. I really need to make a decision about Glenn, because I am not bullshitting you. I don't know if I can do any more shows with him, because God, like, I've really thought about it. And like, I have a history with Glenn, and I've been doing a show with Glenn for a very long time. Okay, bro, Glenn, really, it's not a work. It's not an act. Okay, Glenn really has some kind of issue with being correct all the time. All the time, bro, even when he's proven wrong. And I, my right hand to God, he is starting to remind me more and more and more of Dave Meltzer. I swear to you, bro, there is an issue with Disco that goes way back to this guy always has to be right, even when he's proven you are blatantly wrong. And bro, he's not going to make me look like an idiot, no matter how hard that he tries. And, you know, bro, we got a lot of complaints over the weekend about people that hated the show, and we argued for 40 minutes. I don't know what people want me to do. When I know the guy is blatantly incorrect and he's not admitting he's wrong, and he's going out of his way to make me look and sound like an idiot, am I just supposed to look and sound like an idiot? Case in point, bro, there were two major arguments on Friday. Okay, bro, case in point. I'm going to tell you, as of yesterday,
hold okay, on before you go on, because lots of complaints. I saw two, maybe three. No, you read a complaint from one person and then you blow it up into this big thing. I have not gotten more positive comments about an episode of that show than we did this week.
I don't care. And
you're apologizing for this show for putting it in. It was a great show.
I'm apologizing because of how I feel. It doesn't matter if there were any comments, bro. I did not feel good about it. So, bro, 2 days later, okay? This is what he's posting yesterday. This is what he's posting yesterday for everybody to see. Oh, my God. How can you be so dumb? You are a writer. Quarantine self-isolation means that quarantine and self-isolation are the same thing. How can you not see this? How? Okay, bro, that yesterday, he's tweeting this out to everybody. How dumb I am. I'm supposed to be a writer. I'm supposed to be talking about, and I said to Glenn quite calmly, Glenn, if they're the same thing, then why are there two different words for them? They're not the same thing. So what do, Jeff? Oh, I go to the government website, the official government website. What is the difference between isolation and quarantine? Okay, bro, this is from the publichealthandsafety.gov. Okay, bro, isolation separates sick people with a contagious disease from people who are not sick. Okay, bro, isolation separates sick people with a contagious disease from people who are not sick. Okay, .gov, what does quarantine mean? Quarantine separates and restricts the movement of people who were exposed to a contagious disease to see if they become sick. These people may have been exposed to a disease and do not know it, or they may have the disease but do not show symptoms. Right here, bro, in black and white, two completely different definitions of isolation and quarantine, just like I was trying to say on the show. So he's posting how I'm a moron and I'm a, how as a writer could I not see this and this and that and the other thing. Still, after I give him the official definitions, still refusing to say I was wrong and you were right. They're two different things. How am I supposed to do a show with this guy? That was number one. That was number one that got me upset with him, because they are two different things, bro. And number two, you know, and again, bro, again, this is what the dirt sheet writers do to me all the time. They say I said something I never said. He repeated over and over and over and over. I was confirming the story from Dirty News, whatever the hell it was called. And I made it clear, no, bro, what I said was, this is what they're reporting. I'm not confirming this. I have no way of ever confirming this. And he went on and on and on and on, on and on and on, saying that, no, that's what I said. Bro, I can't. I'm just telling you, this ain't a shoot. This ain't a work. I can't stay. I can't, bro. Why do you guys think I don't engage Cornette? Why do you guys think I don't engage Cornette? I don't engage Cornette, bro, because I'm not going to engage somebody where I know there's no point to it. What does that mean? That means, bro, when you're blatantly proved wrong and you won't admit you're wrong, then what is the point? Okay, that's why somebody actually said online this week, oh, I think Vince doesn't address Jim Cornette because he's afraid of him. Guys, you really believe I'm afraid of Jim Cornette? What, bro? Jim Cornette's going to fly to Colorado and beat me up? Like, are you out of your freaking mind? I don't engage with Cornette because it's useless, bro. You're never going to win an argument with the guy, so it's a waste of my time. Okay, bro? It's the same with Glenn. I will give him the facts, and he will still not say, you know what, bro? Okay, according to this, it does mean two different things. You're not an idiot. You're not a moron. You're not a jackass. You were right. And bro, I'm tired of flipping my lid on these shows. I'm tired of it, Jeff. He's not going to come on here and make me look like a freaking idiot by putting words in my mouth and declaring victory in every debate when it's proven that he is 100% incorrect.
This is what you guys don't. First off, you text me. You need a break from Glenn.
And I might have Andre Corbel replace Glenn again. Somebody suggested that, and that's not a bad idea. But go ahead.
Then you go on Twitter for like 3 hours and argue with him and keep discussing this. That's the opposite of taking
Jeff,
a break from Glenn.
Exactly, because he's not going to make me look like an idiot. That's his MO, bro. But he is no different from Meltzer in what he's doing right now. He's no different than Pritchard. He has been proven wrong, bro. According to the government, they're two different things. Say you're wrong and we'll move on, bro.
This whole thing is dumb because you're both right and neither of you realize it. You're both arguing two different things. He was saying that you're doing the same thing, whether you're quarantining or self-isolating. And he's correct. You were saying they have different definitions. You are correct. So you're saying they're not the same thing, and he's saying you're doing the same thing. That's two completely different things. You're both right. People that are quarantined at home and self-isolating at home are doing basically the same thing. Why they're doing it is the different reason. You are both right. You are both arguing over nothing.
Jeff, he said in his, let's get this straight. He said in this tweet yesterday when he's trying to make me look like an idiot, it means that quarantine and isolate are the same thing. That's what he said, bro. It means that they're the same thing. So what you're saying, Jeff, is incorrect. He's saying they mean the same thing and they don't. He didn't say you're doing the same thing.
He did on the show.
He didn't in his tweet. He says they mean the same thing. It's right here in black and white. People could see it on my screen. It's right there. So don't say let's stick to the facts of what he's saying. I need a break from this guy, bro, because I do, bro. I swear to God, bro, it's no different than me talking to Bruce Mitchell. It is no different. He's never, ever, ever going to say he's wrong. And that's number one. And number two is we never have his full attention. So when I make a comment, he's grabbing bits and pieces of everything I say and running with them. Bro, I'm telling you, I can't do it with him anymore. I'm telling you, bro.
He said on the show that if you are self-isolating or quarantining, I think most people would agree that you're doing the same thing. And I agree with that. You said they have different definitions. Of course. Yes, you are correct. You can be forced to quarantine, right? Self-isolating is something you're choosing to do. But you're still basically doing the same thing. That's what he was saying. I still think you guys are arguing two completely different points.
I just read you his tweet, what he said.
I'm trying to find it because it doesn't make any sense.
He said they mean the same thing. That's what that's what I was arguing. They don't mean the same thing. That's what I was arguing. When you hear Rey Mysterio and Dana Brooke are in quarantine, they're not.
He says he wasn't saying that. He said he was making fun of how you use parentheses.
Yeah, you see what I mean? That's what I mean, bro. Like that's exactly what I mean. This guy's not going to come on my show and make me look freaking stupid when I'm presenting him with hard facts. And like I said, bro, there literally are people that really have issues with never being wrong. Keep in mind, bro, he's an only child. Okay, bro, you know, I never realized it till now. I never realized it till I put the facts in front of his face and he's still arguing with me that he's right. Now there's an issue. Okay, bro. And how am I ever going to do a show with him when no matter what I say, he's right and never wrong? He's not going to come on my show, bro, where I pay him and make me look like a freaking idiot. Because they mean to, when they say Rey Mysterio is being quarantined, he's not doing that on their own. He's not doing it. They would have said Rey Mysterio is self-isolating. No, bro, he's quarantined. He's not doing that on his own. They mean two different things. I am not being quarantined. Nobody told me I got to stay inside because I came in contact with somebody that will. I'm making that decision. They're two different freaking things, bro.
So
much, man. I'm telling you, I had enough. Okay, so, I had enough of this guy. Even my wife is telling me, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with me is I cannot handle somebody who will not say they're wrong.
Okay, so then you won't do the show. That's the answer. Let's make the show worse.
I'm not doing either show with him this week. You are. I need a break.
So because you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be a man. You got to be a man and face him and beat him. They don't pay for me on that show.
I need a break from Glenn. If you said to me, if you would have called today and said, Vince, I need a break from 8 days a week, I would say, okay, Jeff, nope, no problem. I'll do it on my own. Anytime you want me to pitch hit for you, no problem whatsoever. I'm telling you one time, you're on the other show anyway, I need a break from Glenn this week. Because if the show,
all you're doing is giving him more ammunition.
No, I'm not giving him anything. If the show is going to continue, I need to figure out with my personality, how am I going to deal with a guy who never admits when he's wrong and a guy who just, you know, he's one of these guys that says, I said something that I never said. I can't play well with those people, bro. So I either have to figure out how I'm going to deal with him or there's just going to be no more show.
This is the same logic as of any business. If an employee is irritating the boss just decides not to show up to work.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
No, it doesn't.
I need.
You got break. 4 days to figure him out. You have 4 days to take a break.
I need
all you're gonna do
vacation
is from you're gonna give him the most ammunition he's ever had. Great.
Good. I won't have to listen.
He
to
drove it. You that's off the great. Show.
Great.
It's proof that he won.
Great. That's great. Good. Let's see how well he does without me freaking carrying him on the show because all he does is sit there and look at his computer. So let's see how freaking well he does. I give him his own show. Okay, bro. And we do the show. He's got nothing. He's got nothing. And can you imagine when he's got nothing and now I'm trying to throw topics on him? It is the timeout show. See, Stevie Ray always has something to talk about. Stevie Ray's not sitting there waiting for me to feed him. So I'm paying him extra money. He does nothing. So now I'm throwing these topics at him. And then I don't want to talk about that.
I thought you were supposed to tell him that he needs to come up with the topics.
I have told him that, bro. I have told him that. I have told him. Bro, I'm interviewing Mike Williams today, my Beatles guy. This is the equivalent of me going into the interview with Mike and saying, okay, Mike, go. No questions, no preparation, nothing. No, okay, Mike, okay, what do you want to talk about, Mike? You know, I had to set up my day today so I have time to set up my interview with Mike. What questions am I going to ask? That's a whole preparation. This guy doesn't respect our shows enough to prepare. And here's another thing I want to know. Why is he a totally different person on the Conan show?
Maybe he thinks it's a bigger show than ours.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. So
you're feeding your own fuel. You shouldn't even went on Twitter last night.
Yeah.
You got to listen to me. You needed a break from Twitter.
Yeah, I'm fueling my own fuel. I'm going to stand here, bro, and let this guy tell everybody how stupid I am and how moronic I am.
But you handled that on the show.
You're saying something that's impossible. You can't handle anything on the show when he doesn't let you speak, Jeff. Nothing. Bro,
look at the responses on the tweets, half the tweets I got agreed with you and half of them agreed with him. So obviously he did not make you look stupid.
I did a show with freaking John Orezzi, who I had not seen for 20 years. And I know John had some heat with me and this. And me and John did a show. And you know what it was? John goes, I go. John goes, I go. I go, John goes. You know what that's called, bro? Here's what it's called. It's called respect. Okay? Glenn has...
He does the same thing to Conan.
I don't care. Glenn has no respect for me, and he has no respect for you, and he, yes, has pushed me over the edge. It's this ain't a work, guys. This ain't some elaborate work. What? When the show comes to an end, you guys are going to think it was a work? This ain't no work. This is Glenn pushing me over the edge, bro. And if you you guys want to know, Vince, why don't you cut a promo on Jim Cornette and Brian Last? Why? Because it would be the same exact thing. That's why I don't waste my time. If I don't waste my time with Cornette, why should I waste my time with Glenn Gilberti?
If I tell you that I didn't want to do that show and you told me I'm doing it, what do I have to do? I have to do the show, right? Why? It's your brand. You're the boss. Why is he different? You're paying him. Why aren't you having this conversation privately with him? So why is that any different?
It's not.
So you need to have that conversation with him. I think half the time he knows he's pushing your buttons and he thinks it's funny. This week, you actually got him back. I've never seen him take his headset off. I've never seen him walk away. So I think this is the first time you got to Mr.
At one
Thin
point,
Skin.
He got hot on the show this week and told me to shut up. What are you telling me to shut up over, Glenn? That I'm telling you, I never said I confirm this report. Is that what you're telling me to shut up over, bro? What exactly are you telling me to shut up over? The fact that the United States government is saying quarantine and self-isolation are two different things. Is that what you want me to shut up over? It's not worth it to me, bro, because like he makes me go freaking crazy. He makes me, you can't have a discussion with somebody who's never wrong, ever. It's useless.
Well, then you gotta. What are you gonna do? Just not do the show every week?
Maybe
he's been like this for years.
I don't know.
Why all of a sudden is it getting to you so bad? He hasn't changed.
Because this is a situation where I did exactly what I do to Bruce. Bruce goes out there, talks his shit. I don't come back with my word against yours. I come back with the proof. Here's the proof, Bruce. You lied again. At least at that point, Bruce shuts up. At least at that point, when he's proven to be a liar, Pritchard shuts up at least at that point. So now I know, okay, Bruce, you got caught lying again. Now we'll let another 3 months go by. You'll do it again, and I'll catch you again. But at least Bruce has the brains to shut up. But Glenn will still argue with me when I am giving. How many times does he talk about facts? Facts. Give me the facts. I'm a numbers guy. Give me the facts. Well, bro, I just gave you the facts. And all you have to say is, you know what? You're right. There are two different meanings, two different definitions that mean two different things. That's it. The end. That's it, bro. That's it.
You're upset about probably the best episode of that show that there was.
Well, not for me, it wasn't. If people enjoyed it, that's great. Not for me, it wasn't. Not for me, it wasn't.
I showed it to somebody that has no idea who Carmella is, Corey Graves is, Bobby Lashley, anything we were talking about, and she laughed, had tears in her eyes the entire time of how funny it was.
When
it's good entertainment.
No. When Carmella puts a tweet out there, quarantine, that means quarantine, bro. That does not mean she's self-isolating. It means she's in quarantine. That was my freaking point. Or she would have said, I'm self-isolated.
Right, but that's where you guys started. That's where you guys started arguing about two different things.
Well,
he wanted.
Yeah,
you were right about the definitions. The definitions are clear as day. He cannot argue that factually, but he turned that into you're doing the same thing. That's my point. That's what he was trying to win the argument with, which technically, yeah, you probably are doing the exact same thing. I agreed with that, that if someone is in quarantine in their house or self-isolating in their house, they're probably doing the same thing. Yes, agree. So he wasn't saying your definitions were wrong. By trying to make himself right, he was turning the argument. You're doing the same thing is what he keeps saying. You're doing the same thing.
I just showed you.
He wasn't saying.
Jeff, I just showed you his tweet from last night.
Right, but what I'm saying is based on the show.
All right, okay. All right.
So why he tweeted that, I don't know, because that's not what he was saying on the show. He's claiming it was something about the parentheses. Well, it doesn't make sense to me. If he's saying that now, he's changed his stance from the show.
In a way, he's worse than freaking Pritchard, and he's worse than Meltzer, and he's worse than Cornette, because when he's proven 100% wrong, he doesn't, at least these guys shut up. Freaking Cornette, somebody, you know, the grapplers, God bless the soul of the grapplers, played a clip on his show, of the Cornette show, of them making fun of me working for Devotion Championship Wrestling. Oh, Cornette, you know, again, that, you know, a 60-year-old man calling another 60-year-old man a shit stain. You know, I swear to God, Jim, you literally have the mind of a 5-year-old child. Okay, bro. Okay. So Cornette and Last laughing it up, yucking it up about how I'm trying to do, Jeff, I'm trying to do another Christian wrestling company. And they're yucking it up and they're laughing because I'm working with Manny and Devotional Wrestling. Then they're talking about, oh, I watched the match. There was a 12-year-old referee and there was a Samoan death match and they're beating each other with rubber alligators. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. So then the grapplers ask me the question, and I have to say, well, guys, if you're asking me what the truth is Manny was running Devotion Championship Wrestling a year before I ever became a part of it. So Manny hired me after he had the name, after he had the company. Devotion Championship Wrestling has nothing to do with Christian wrestling. It's the name that Manny gave it. Number two, the 12-year-old referee is Manny's son. And Manny made his 12-year-old son a referee long before I was ever a part of the association. Number three, the Samoan death match. They had already booked an intergender match before I got there. So now when I was helping Manny out, we had to think of a logical way to have a return match. The girl in the match is a Samoan. So now when I lay all that out, Cornette will shut up now. Now Cornette looks like an idiot. Cornette looks like he's, you know, shit is actually coming out of his mouth. And now he will shut up. Glenn doesn't stop. Glenn, when I can calmly say, bro, here are the two meanings. They're two different things. He will not shut up. That's the difference, bro. So in a way, he's worse than they are.
Okay. So then what are you going to do about it?
I'm taking a break from him till I decide what I'm going to do about it. That's what I just told you. I need a break from him this week. I need everybody to understand this is not a work. Glenn and I are not working together. Okay, bro. And I literally need a break from him to freaking rethink how I am going to continue to do a show with him.
What happened when, remember he went through that phase where everything I would bring up, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. And we were like, how the hell are we supposed to fill the show if he was not going to talk about anything? Remember that?
Yep.
And you, what did you do? You called him and you said he can't do that. And he stopped. Right? Because he understood. We have to have a show. We have to talk about these
things. He hasn't really stopped. He just doesn't do it as much. He should be talking about
it. It still had an effect. What I'm saying is you need to have a private conversation with him, because I think when he's on the show, he's being entertaining. And he goes farther than he would if it was a private conversation.
Ty Zombie says, only child, unmarried, no long-term relationships. Exactly. And this is why. Can you imagine being married to this guy? And his poor wife is wrong every single time. Can you imagine? Holy crap, bro.
Maybe that's why he's not married. Maybe he'll only marry somebody that's smarter than him.
And for people that think, like, I never admit when I'm wrong. Guys, you aren't married for 36 years, never admitting when you're freaking wrong. You guys think I've won 36 years worth of arguments? Please, bro. I need a break from this guy. I need a break. That's it. I need a breather. I didn't do the Ben and Stevie show a couple of weeks ago. I took a little 1 week hiatus from that. I need a breather from this guy.
Is Amy withholding the hey nanny nanny over this isolation period?
No.
Maybe you need that before the show. That's what you need to do before the show, because then you won't give a crap. You'll be relaxed. You can take a gummy. Maybe you can get a cigar. Get your wine out.
This is the exact reason none of the dirt sheet writers will come on my show, because they will say something. I will sit here and calmly prove them wrong with facts, and they will have nothing to say. That's why none of them come on my show. Glenn is just like I said, bro. I have now learned there is an issue there with never being wrong. There's an issue there now.
I think it would be different in a private conversation.
Well, I have to learn.
I think on the air, yes, he never wants to be wrong. Yep. But I think if you had a private conversation, it would turn out very differently.
Well, we'll see. All right, let's talk about 8 days a week.
Yes, all these shows you're going to see clips from, guys, are exclusively on the Realm Network at russosbrand.com. You get all of these shows in both video and audio. If you like to listen to the audio on the go, Realm Network gives you your own private RSS feed. All you got to do is go to russosbrand.com. At the top, click subscribe to the Realm Network. We open the week, as always, the Castrating and the Marks. And in this clip, can't believe these words are about to come out of my mouth. We're going to listen to Dave Scherer and Mike Johnson talk about how WWE could CGI fans.
I've been in the room. They have a ring in a completely green screened room. So the ceiling, there's a circular dome in the room, and they could have them wrestling in a ring and put the background is the moon or Mars or
how about fans? How just make the background fans?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got maybe go out and film footage that you can put in that green screen of just fans in a building, or CGI the fans, or use.
You don't even have to go out and film it. You have a ton of it. Just cut it out of existing last year's WrestleMania. Cut it out of that. That's what you do.
You know, and yes, it'll be weird, and we'll be able to know it's a green screen and all that other stuff, but you got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm dying. I'm sorry. CGI fans.
Time out. Okay. Let's go with this for a second. Okay. Let's take the Performance Center. Okay. So Jeff, where the seats are, they put gigantic green screens up.
Well, I guess he's saying there's another room there that has a ring that has green screens. Whatever.
Either way. You've got the ring, and then just say you've got a circle. You've got a complete circle around the ring, and you're going to green screen it. Okay. And you're going to, on the green screen, you're going to put footage that you already have of fans.
Right.
Okay. All right.
That was the first suggestion.
Okay. What does that do? Like, what does that do?
How many people are going to be flipping through the channels to be like, these idiots are at a wrestling show? Like, you're supposed to be home.
What, like you see,
CGI them now. Dude, who's CGI and freaking fans in an audience? Like, this is Star Wars and the aliens.
Oh my god, bro.
And it doesn't stop. We the newest episode, there's two ideas from Wade Keller about having a virtual audience. Why is this even a conversation, Vince? This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. We're CGIing fans now. We're going to send fans to the gym at their high school and record them and splice in the video into the show. I mean, this is just insane. With everything that's going on, these idiots are trying to figure out how to get fake freaking fans.
Yeah, and it's not only that. This is why they don't have a conversation with me, because my simple question is, okay, guys, great. What does that do? Anybody watching the show knows they're virtual fans. They're not real fans. They're still wrestling in front of no people. So, like, what does that do? Do you actually believe you're going to have virtual fans and people are going to turn on the show and think they're real fans? Is that what you believe? So, you know, and again, that's why the thing, that's why Glenn is so full of shit, because they have Meltzer on their show. And the only, here's why Meltzer does their show, because they let him off the hook. That's why Meltzer does their show. Because I would simply ask, guys, what does that accomplish? You actually believe people watching the show will believe those fans are real? You actually believe that?
Virtue says we should CGI Disco. Maybe that's your answer.
Maybe I'll start using a freaking puppet. I'm dead serious. Maybe I'll just start using a Vince. From what I understand, they used the Vince puppet yesterday on this, you know, groundbreaking funhouse match. Maybe I'll start using Disco on the show. At least he'll shut up and let me talk.
On Tuesday, talks with Taylor Hendricks. She had on indie wrestler Bridget this week. And here's an excerpt from their conversation.
She literally, the day of, there's girls that are wrestling like 10 years or more that won't take my tombstone pile driver, because just the stigma based around the actual tombstone pile driver, right? And then here comes Bridget, no experience. She's like, yeah, I'll do it. I trust you. You're good. And she takes my tombstone pile driver. And she also learned how to turn it into a victory roll, which is, you know, I just think it's amazing. And I'm speaking from experience, because I didn't have actual wrestling training when I first started either. I was just immediately thrown in, and I bought my outfits at a mall, and I was a valet, and I had some spots. Yeah. I think the first ever spot I actually did was like the basic girl thing to do back in the day, which was a head scissors Hurricane Rana. But so I can relate to that. You know, I wasn't originally taught how to bump and all this other stuff. I was just immediately thrown out into the business. And then I found several training schools, and then I started training them anywhere from 3 to 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. But at first it was just like you, where I was like, okay, what do you want me to do? Okay, we're bad guys. Okay. I know how to do that. Okay. What do you want for your entrance? Oh, okay, cool. All right, let's do this. Ready? Great. And that's kind of what you've been experiencing too. And I think it's cool that other people getting to watch this will realize that bringing outside tools into wrestling is always very helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, you have improv experience, you have acting experience, amateur wrestling experience. A lot of this stuff actually does come into play in the pro wrestling industry. Yeah. And I think that that's important. And it's also relatable. Like, I remember I did drama club in school because I thought it would help my acting skills. And then I did public speaking and the debate team because I thought it would improve my performing skills in front of crowds, as well as, you know, the actual speaking and elocution. And then I remember I did track because I was like, oh yeah, well this will help with my conditioning or whatever the case was.
It all does though.
It actually does. It sounds so silly, but it really does relate. And I'm so jealous because I always wanted to do amateur wrestling in school and my mom would never let me. So hearing that you did that in eighth grade is super cool to me. It's like we're like sisters from another mister or something.
And she talks about doing other things and bringing other skills and like going and doing improv and in theater and things like that, which, you know, you wonder how many people think to do stuff like that in the current climate, because that's all speaking. That's all character. That's all relating to the audience. Doesn't have anything to do with in-ring moves. You had always talked about finding people that could act and look the part and then teaching them how to wrestle. You know, you had said that before. Now people just seems like they know how to wrestle. Then they want to learn how to learn the other skills.
Taylor is so God, she is so smart and so sharp for somebody her age in the business. I mean, I love hearing her talk because everything she says is dead on to me and makes so much sense. I mean, she sounds like a veteran of 30 years and she is dead on, man, you know, joining the debate team and, you know, acting classes and whatnot, everything she could do to up her game. You know, these guys today, bro, they're putting a crash pad in the middle of the ring the day before a show, and they're going over the next dangerous move they're going to do that night. I mean, that's literally the extent of what they're doing. That's why I love having her on the brand.
And on the Raw and SmackDown review with Stevie Richards and Bin Hameen, you guys are talking in this clip about Becky Lynch arriving in her truck.
In a truck, a big rig.
I'm surprised she didn't look and say, I own a truck. Like last time, she said, this is my truck. Listen, this is the difference. I said it off air.
Yep.
You put it side by side with her and Austin arriving in any vehicle, especially the pickup truck that had the skull with 316 or something like that on it. He'd get out of that truck, and most times he wouldn't even close the door or take the keys. He'd leave it running. Like, I don't give a and walk away like I got 100 of these trucks, not a big deal. I'm a star. She's like marking out for this tractor trailer when it's already been made, looking back and seeing everything. Yeah, it's cool. Do that off camera. On camera, no big deal. Just another, my face should be on everything.
I'm not.
There we go.
Uh-oh.
Not sitting here and letting you guys. You bitch about it. You want change. We see unsafe forklift drivers, you know, taking down light riggings, Braun Strowman being able to pull down light riggings. Here's Becky Lynch getting out of a truck and doing a 31-point OSHA safety inspection to show that tractor trailer and motor vehicle safety is of the utmost importance to her.
Yes.
You guys got nothing positive to say. Not to mention
that she took over as host of Monday Night Raw and introing clips and everything. Like, she basically was the Jimmy Fallon of Monday Night Raw.
You know, and I had someone point out on my Patreon to me, like, why aren't they doing something with the truck? Why isn't she driving something over? Why isn't she, you know, doing something violent with the truck, destroying another object or crashing into the building or something? And then it just seems like a waste. You know, what's the point of her arriving in that truck? What did that accomplish when you could have done something, you know, taking time out of those fake matches in front of no fans and done something creative that, you know, didn't involve other people? She's plowing over something in the truck. Could have been creative. They just don't do that stuff. What was the point of that truck?
Yeah, especially now, Jeff. Like, bro, like she could be on a cross-country mission delivering masks. You know what I'm saying? Delivering, you know, gowns to, you know, frontline, you know, hospitals and whatnot. Could you imagine, bro, like if that's what she was doing, if that truck pulls up and then, you know, people are waiting and box by box, she's delivering the goods to help a hospital, to help a nursing home, you know, to, you know, restock in a grocery store, whatever the hell it is. God, she could be doing so many phenomenal things, but that's not on her. That's all on Vince McMahon, who's in denial that, you know, people are getting sick. So again, you know, because of one man, it's just a total waste opportunity for an entire company.
On Thursday, Black and White, you, Stevie Ray, he's talking about a interesting thing about the quarantine in this clip, how the places that are not quarantined could actually give you a greater chance of catching the disease.
These are my first personal feelings, and I'm just giving my an objective point of view as to how I see it. Right now, they're trying to see how things are settling in. I just brought up a few minutes ago how certain things are in quarantine, but certain things are not. But some of the things are not put you in greater danger to catch the disease. How does that work?
Well, for example, you pick you bring up going to the grocery store,
right?
But how else are you supposed to get your
I'm not saying don't go to the grocery store.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is it should only be a certain amount of people in the grocery store at one time.
There should be a limit. Okay, that makes
sense. You have limited numbers on everywhere else that you go, but you haven't put limited numbers on the Walmarts of the world. You haven't put limited numbers on, you know, the big grocery establishment where people are buying food. And these people are even hiring more people. Things of that nature. So if a disease or if one person is in these places, and there's hundreds and millions of them all over the United States of America, if everybody can go to all the small places, everybody will end up at the one big place that we can be free. Now, you don't think people are in more danger in those areas? And everybody should come in with gloves on.
That I agree. Yeah.
But they're not doing that. So you ask me to be afraid of everything else, but you don't ask me to be afraid of the certain areas where I'm more prevalent to get this disease or this virus than anywhere else. I got a problem with that. But I'm just saying, I think things are settling down. Everybody's getting their data that's in on this thing. Everybody getting their data, because one thing always leads to another. That is just what I believe.
You know, that's a good point, Vince, that he brings up. You know, it's like, okay, these places are closed, these places are closed, but the grocery store is open, and then it's like a fishbowl. Everybody's in there. You know, and he talks about he thinks there should be a limit on how many people should be in the stores at a certain amount of time. Maybe that's coming, who knows? But I think that's a really good point. You know, we can close all these places and all this stuff, but at the end of the day, we're all going to the same place.
Yeah. But you know, a lot of stores are starting to do that, Jeff. They are starting to let in a limited number of people at a time. I know Costco does that. I know Home Depot's doing that, but man, bro, I swear to God, like we ordered food and did a pickup yesterday, bro. And, you know, where we had to go get the food, there was a Home Depot. Bro, the parking lot was filled. So I guess people are going to Home Depot to work on their yards and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, Stevie's right. But I do think there are some places working towards that.
All right, let's take a quick look at the latest episode of Goldie's Closet. Goldilocks puts out these great video clips on her Twitter at GoldilocksRocks. And, of course, this show is free on our audio platforms, but you can get the video with the Realm Network.
Welcome, everyone. Goldie's Closet, episode 56. I can hardly believe it. I'm so honored that you all tune in. You know, it's strange times right now, and I wanted to find a guest who could shed some light, shed some optimism, positivity, that things are going to be okay. He's got a way that has worked for him. And let me just tell you, he is young. He is hot. He's a Vandy student, so near and dear to my heart. But $20 million in his first year in the e-commerce space. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Kevin Zhang. Did you, were you in Crazy, what's it called? Crazy Asian People? What the f*** is the name?
Oh, Crazy Rich Asians. I was not. Not that rich yet. I wish though.
I was like, you should have been in that. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I trade places with that guy. I'm down for that life.
We need to hear some success and we need a solution, and you definitely have one.
I was very, very rebellious starting from a very early age. I remember I just didn't listen to my parents, right? I was like, hey, you guys don't know anything about this country. You guys can't give me advice. It means this much to me, right? It means this much because I didn't give a shit before. Why should I start now? And I was like, okay, it's so fucked up now that I think back to it. And it's crazy I even did this, but I basically manipulated this eighth grade kid. And it goes, ching. And it's like, you get an order. And I remember when I first got that sound on my phone, I was like, holy crap. I'm in my pajamas in my dorm room on this old crappy laptop on this crappy Wi-Fi.
And I was like, where can we see this?
Yep. So if you are interested in just going straight to the program, like I've already sold you, it's called ecommillionairemastery.com. But if you want some free value, that's going to be kevinzane.com/training. KevinZane.com/training. But definitely go to the training because, again, there's so much just free value in there of understanding where the economy is headed and understanding this digital disruption that I think everyone should be on the lookout for, right?
And of course, we also have the Triple Threat Podcast with franchise Shane, Douglas, Chad, and JP. And here is a clip from the latest episode.
Your old buddy Bischoff would say controversy creates cash.
It certainly does. I mean, you know, there was, you know, when you look back at ECW, I think, like, you know, take a step back at this thing and you look at it now at the hindsight of, and the luxury of time of looking back at it. It really amazes me and how Paul had brought together this consortium of, you know, I coined the phrase the Island of Misfit Toys, right? It was the group of guys that didn't fit in any place else. And most of us walked in there with a belly full of venom, you know, pissed off at the business, at the way the business was run, not the business, and had our share to say what we were going to say about that and not be punished or knocked off the card for it. And, you know, New Jack, if you take him as one of the ingredients, because I always look at ECW like one great big recipe of all these wide varying talents. You know, New Jack brought something to the table that the ECW fans really latched on to. You know, it's that one common ingredient to every wrestling star you've ever watched. It's the ability to hypnotize the crowd in this sense. When New Jack is on the screen, you cannot take your eyes off of him. You know he's going to do something crazy. You're not quite sure what he's going to do. And then, like, once these mass transit stories and things started coming out, you weren't sure, is he going to stab somebody in the ring? Is he, you know, is he going to decapitate somebody? Is he going to throw somebody off the Philadelphia, that big bridge in Philadelphia? What's it called?
Ben Franklin.
The Ben Franklin Bridge.
What about the Walt Whitman?
The Walt Whitman. Either one. You know, yeah. I mean, these are the kind of things that the fans weren't really sure when you started watching Jack, but you couldn't take your eyes off of him.
And that's a great point when you think about all the wrestlers throughout the years that you couldn't take your eyes off of. You're not going to change the channel. How many people do we see like that today? And do you think that they even have that mentality? You know, we've heard the stuff that Taylor's been saying. We heard what Shane says right there. And you talk about, oh, we're going to bring out the crash pad and practice our next move. Are any of them thinking that, hey, I'm going to make sure these people can't take their eyes off of me?
Jeff, it's the old thing that I've said a million times, man. We were writing the show with the remote control in our hands, man. That's exactly what Shane is talking about, man. We were writing the show like people were begging us to give them an opportunity to change the channel. That's how we were writing the show. That thought today is not in one person's mind, bro. Not one. If it was, you wouldn't be seeing 25-minute wrestling matches.
Well, here's the episode we've been talking about. Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. Here is a clip from the quarantine self-isolation.
Things started when you said quarantine and isolation is the same thing.
If you're in your house, it's the exact same thing.
Then why are there two words for it?
Oh, my God.
Why are there two words for it? Two different things, bro. Do I got to look up the definition of isolation for you now?
Vince, okay. I think everybody agree. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay?
And I'm going to tell you.
If I tell you.
You keep throwing around the dirty bird source. I told you 38 times Bin Hameen called me the day before this story ever even came out. Okay, for the 95th time, I'm telling you that now. Okay, you want me to show you the text from Ben? You want to see the text on my phone?
Who's the source? Who's the source? So read the text. I want a source. I bet you Ben read the dirtysheet.com.
Jeff, what did I?
And like you're actually trying Jeff, to say that what, Vince, did well, I you were just gone. Not listen to this.
Say no, I you heard were gone. Ben before this came out.
You were gone.
Did I just not say that?
You said that Ben told you before the report came out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank
you. Okay, but he probably got it from the like all these people probably get it from the same source. If it's the same story, so this is not I'm a case. So this, is like, I, listen, this is a single I, okay, Jeff, source Jeff, story, Jeff, which is not a story, me, and it's on a rep. It's not this, on respected sites.
Jeff,
right?
Jeff, can I talk to you for a second?
I want to go ahead. Go Jeff, ahead. You've been running your mouth this whole show, and you act like you sound like a moron. And Jeff is frustrated because he knows you sound stupid.
Jeff, okay, so continue, I am going to tell you. I know for a fact. For a fact, and I'm not going to tell you who. I know for a fact, Bin Hameen speaks to wrestlers employed by the WWE.
So
that is a fact. I know who they are. I know who they are. He told me who they are. I am not going to give up Bin sources. We don't want people to be fired. I am telling you as a fact. Ben talks to wrestlers who work for the company. That is a fact. If you choose not to believe me, bro, that's fine. I know who they are. He told me who they are. He has relationships with these people. That's where he gets it from.
Okay, now read
that's
the text.
All so I'm read, going to say.
Then read the text.
I told you what he said on the text.
No, you haven't said that yet. Oh, you didn't say that. We were arguing with each other.
Gee whiz, bro. You
Vince, you're not coming across like for a guy that does a shirt. Time out. This is the problem here.
I don't give a shit how I'm coming across. I know who Ben talks to at the WWE. They're wrestlers. They're not employee workers. They're not cameramen. They are wrestlers. And I know who they are. He told me about this before that story ever
read the text.
Came out.
Just for the people listening, since Vince is gone right now, we can talk without him trying to interrupt us from getting the common sense out there. Would everybody agree that if I told you to self quarantine at home or to self isolate at home, that you would be doing the exact same thing in each definition? Jeff, would you agree with that?
Yes, you're doing the same thing.
Exact same thing. Thank you. It's not, there's no difference at home between self quarantine and self isolate. Would everybody common sense agree with that? Would you think if we did a poll? Okay, and Paul, what percentage of the people that you think would agree with that and what percentage you think would disagree with that? I'm asking you, Jeff.
Oh, I would think probably most of them would agree with that. 100
or 99%. Like Vince wouldn't think so.
Maybe the only difference would be quarantine may be forced upon some people.
Yeah, but if you're self – but if you're – you,
okay,
yeah,
here,
but you're still here, doing the same here, thing, here, though.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Here's,
yeah.
Here's Ben's comment to me from the source. Okay. Vince McMahon has now, Jeff, this is before Dirty Birds, Dirty Sheep. This is before any of that.
I don't think we need to say anything more about that. We talked about that at the beginning of the show.
Good.
But of course, we wrap up the week now, bucket full of chicken necks. And in this clip, starts out interesting, you saying F Vince McMahon, and then you go into talking about how in his mind there is no sick.
F you, Vince McMahon. F you for putting on these ridiculous, horrible shows, bro, because you are bigger than a virus that's killing people. F you. Seriously, bro. You're putting your own employees in harm's way. Anybody they come across, you're putting in harm's way because in your demented, twisted, effed up mind, there is no sick. And how do I know that? Because you said it to me. Bro, I had a flu where I should have been in the hospital and I had to go to work and I had to get on a plane and I had to go on the road. And Vince McMahon had the balls, the nerve, the audacity to look at me and say, there is no sick. Then Vince, how are these thousands of people dying? If there's no sick, how are these thousands of people dying? So F Vince McMahon, who's bigger than God. Bro, this guy is a lunatic. This guy is out of his effing mind. Out of his mind, bro. He's a mental patient. A mental patient, bro. He's mental in their brain, this man. Mental. And they're putting these shows together and these shows suck. These shows freaking suck.
Of course, you lived it. You told your story. You should have been, you know, at the doctor's, in home, in bed, at the hospital, whatever it was. You know, there is no sick. You went to work anyway. It has never been clearer that of that mentality than right, what's going on right now.
Vince Russo don't know what he's talking about. Vince is full of shit. No, bro. Vince McMahon is a freaking mental case. Okay. And whoever is working for him, you're working for a mental patient. And if this doesn't prove that to you, I don't know what else to say, bro. And again, I'm gonna repeat what I said to Glenn. Okay, people's contracts are gonna run up in the WWE, and they're gonna leave the company, and you are gonna start hearing all of these stories of how Vince handled the virus, what Vince said, who really was sick, who really was quarantined. All these stories are going to come out. Just like what did Matt Hardy just say? He explained the broken universe to Vince and Vince didn't understand it. Did I not say that the second Matt Hardy was hired from the WWE? Vince is not going to understand this. So the same thing's going to happen. So I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let it play out. And we are going to get the inside view of what was going on with this absolute maniac during this pandemic crisis.
And all of those shows, guys, plus many more in video and audio every single week on the Realm Network, less than $1 a week, zero long-term commitment. You can opt out at any time. Just go to russosbrand.com right at the top and click subscribe to the Realm Network. You can check me out, guys. I do some things on the side. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/JeffLane22. Starting at only $1 a month, I talk WWE's shows. I'm going through the show Lost episode by episode, and I do some video game videos there as well. And I also have a Twitch at twitch.tv/JeffLane22, where you can come hang out with me a few nights throughout the week live as I suck at games for your enjoyment.
And guys, remember, we have a whole other menu of shows over on patreon.com/RussoTWC. You could check out those shows. They're all different than the shows that are on the brand. Guys, I've been checking into daily on Twitch just to make sure everybody's okay. You could check me over there, twitch.tv/VinceRussoLive. That is it, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week if you're listening on Twitch. Enjoy the weekend if you're hearing this someplace else on Thursday. Guys, take care of yourself and take care of each other. We'll see you next time.